This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have the latest from the World Junior Hockey Championships from the Czech Republic coming up in moments. WHL represented by 11 players in that tournament. We'll update Canada's progress and check in on goaltender Dustin Wolf on the American side. He's from the Everett Silvertips. WHL This Week then heads out to Manitoba for an update on both the Brandon Wheat Kings and the Winnipeg Ice. Both head coaches will join us, Dave Lowry and James Patrick. First up, with the 2020 IIHF World Junior Hockey Championships going on in the Czech Republic, 18 players currently playing in the WHL have represented or are representing their countries in IIHF action over the holidays. Representing 8 nations and 13 WHL clubs, 7 of the players have already competed in the Division 1 Group A Championship, while the remaining 11 currently on the ice in the Czech Republic for the top tier of the annual tournament. Now, in the Division 1 Group A tourney, 3 Belarusians that play in the WHL competed in the Division 1 Group A tournament: Vladimir Alistrov of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Alexei Protas of the Prince Albert Raiders, and Ilya Uso, also of the Raiders. Denmark had 4 from the Western Hockey League, including Jonathan Brinkman of the Medicine Hat Tigers, Jonas Bronberg of the Portland Winterhawks, Philip Schultz, captain of the Victoria Royals, and goaltender Mads Sogard, also the Medicine Hat Tigers. As for the ongoing top-tier tournament going on in the Czech Republic, WHL represented well with Canada 6 players: goaltender Joel Hofer of the Portland Winterhawks, defenseman Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants, D-man Ty Smith of the Spokane Chiefs. The Lethbridge Hurricanes have 2 of their players competing: Kalen Addison, Dylan Cousins, Nolan Foote of the Kelowna Rockets, and assistant coach for Canada is Mitch Love, the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades. The Czech Republic, 5 players: Michael Tepley of the Winnipeg Ice, Simon Kubacek of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Radek Kucherek of the Saskatoon Blades, Libor Zabransky of the Moose Jaw Warriors, goaltender Lucas Parikh of the Spokane Chiefs, while Germany has 1, Nino Kinder of the Winnipeg Ice. Russia has 1 player, defenseman Igor Zamula, key player for the Calgary Hitmen, while Slovakia has 2, Martin Fasko Rudas of the Everett Silvertips, and Oliver Ocular having a great season with the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Switzerland has 1, forward Simon Kanak representing the Portland Winterhawks, while the U.S. has goaltender Dustin Wolf of the Everett Silvertips. More with Dustin Wolf coming up in moments. Canada is off to a 1-1 start in group play. Tourney opened up Boxing Day with a matchup featuring Canada and the United States, and while the U.S. jumped out to an early 2-0 lead, Canada would tie it up and eventually would take the lead thanks to a trio from the WHL.
Cousins drops it back to Smith. In comes Ty Smith across the foot. Nolan Foote shoots, score! Nolan Foote, power play goal, and Canada has taken the lead.
Smith, Cousins, and Foote in on that goal on the power play. The Kelowna Rockets captain showcasing that big shot. He talked about it following Canada's 6-4 win to open the tournament.
Just growing up shooting pucks always. I had a rink in my backyard, so I was always shooting pucks. And, you know, my brother and I were always giving each other passes and that sort of stuff. And I think it just always worked on my shot, so that's probably where it came from.
Canada's high went to a low after facing Russia Saturday, a 6-0 loss. In fact, their worst defeat, goal differential-wise, in that tournament's history. Head coach Dale Hunter post-game:
they got some pucks to the net on us, and they were stronger, bigger than us. And right then, we didn't play big enough. And so we got to go again. You go back to you throw the game out and learn from it, and you can get beat pretty bad if you're not ready to go.
Canadian forward Joe Valeno:
we just weren't ready from the get-go. I think we got outplayed everywhere on the ice. You know, we just weren't ourselves today. We'll just regroup tomorrow and, I guess, look at our game and clean up pretty much everything we did.
Canada will look to rebound against Germany and then the host Czechs in group play before the playoff round. On the U.S. side, Everett Silvertips goaltender Dustin Wolf is into the win column. He was in goal for the American 6-3 win over Germany.
Obviously pretty special to be able to take part in a tournament like this and, you know, to get the first game under the belt and kill the nerves out and, you know, just be able to go out there and play now. And, you know, whenever I get called on, I'm going to be ready. And, you know, it's an awesome tournament to play in.
As for his performance against the Germans,
I thought it was pretty solid overall. I think a couple areas I can clean up a little bit, but at the same time, a win's a win, and that's what we're going for, and, you know, that's the whole purpose.
The Wolf leads the Silvertips while leading the WHL in save percentage at .941. He's second in goals against average at 1.91.
I think just continuing to improve throughout the season and also just being able to have a great team in front of me. And obviously, it's pretty special being in Everett for my first 3 years in the league, and hopefully it continues that way. And, as long as we're getting wins, I'm happy. And, the numbers are all second guess.
The Americans will continue group play against the Russians as well as the host Czech Republic.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Hockey Canada has named its final roster, set to compete at the 2020 Winter Youth Olympic Games, set for January 9th to the 22nd in Switzerland. It'll feature six prospects from the WHL. Those prospects include goaltender Dylan Ernst, a prospect of the Kamloops Blazers, defenseman Mats Lindgren, also a prospect of the Blazers, Moose Jaw Warriors defenseman Denton Matejchuk, as well as forward Nate Danielson, a prospect of the Brandon Wheat Kings. Well, the Winnipeg Ice will also send two prospects with Canada, including forward Connor Geeky and Matthew Savoy. Now, Canada won silver at the 2016 Youth Olympics. They'll face Russia in the opener January 18th. Also take on Denmark in group play during the preliminary round semifinals January 21st with the bronze and gold medal games January 22nd.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Winnipeg Ice will be battling for a playoff spot and potentially home ice advantage. And home ice has been an adjustment in Winnipeg between their practice facility and the Wayne Fleming Arena on the University of Manitoba campus. That's where they play their home games. I spoke with head coach James Patrick.
Obviously, we play our games at a different rink, and there is a bit of an adjustment to the rink, the size of the ice, the dressing room. But we're getting better. We're getting used to it. We're getting used to the moving the equipment every game day, and we've played a lot better at home. We had a tough start playing games here, but it's been better as of late.
I think you have a real dynamic team. I think you can score some goals here. What's the identity of the Winnipeg Ice this year?
We certainly have a different team than last year. We got more depth. We're fortunate. We got a couple of Europeans that have come in and play real good. Nino Kinder and Michael Tepley, and Nino's been a real good two-way. Just a kind of a checker, solid, kind of a second line center type of player. And then Michael Tepley's a big body who can score. He's from the Czech Republic. Wondered about, he was an NHL draft pick by Chicago, but was curious about his, the physical game, the intensity, the work ethic, coming over to a totally different culture and style of play. But I've really been happy with his work ethic, his battle, a big body that can protect pucks and he can shoot. So those two guys have added some. Isaac Johnson's played well, a new 20-year-old we brought in. And then I think for the most part, our 16, 17-year-olds from last year, they've all gotten a little better. They're a little more used to the league now, so... definitely up front, I feel better about our depth. I'm not as worried about matchups. So that's been a big bonus for us. We've got four young defensemen or rookie defensemen, so it's a learning experience for them. Carson Lambos has been excellent, and we've had to play him against top lines all year long, which is sometimes good, sometimes I don't know if it's the best thing for his development. Like we've overplayed him, and I hate to say that, but he is a great kid, and he's a competitor, and he's can skate, and he can be physical against the stronger players. The other young defensemen, Ben Zlotti, Connor Carter Przovsky, Anson McMaster, even Mike Ladyman, they've gotten better. Sometimes the matchups are tough for them. So I think that's but definitely some real good growth on the back end.
Great insight on your team, and have a Merry Christmas, and thanks for doing this.
Okay, thank you. You too.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Meanwhile, in Brandon, veteran WHL head coach Dave Lowry is guiding what can be a high-flying Wheat Kings attack. I had a conversation with Dave for the latest on the Wheat Kings.
The big thing for us right now is finding consistency in our game. We've had some nights where we've been real good, but we've we're still learning that it's a 60-minute game, and you have to be ready to start to finish.
What's it like to actually coach here in Brandon now in this rink? And it's a pretty good hockey town, I think, too.
Oh, very good. And, you know, we have a very loyal fan base. But with a loyal fan base comes expectation. And they expect your team to win. They expect them to be competitive and play an exciting brand. So there are challenges, and there are some nights when you have to walk from the bench through the crowd to get to the locker room. Some of those nights have been long.
Yeah, well, I know that definitely they love their hockey here too, and Kelly McCrimmon's been a big part of that over the years here. But what would you say your team has an identity? Are you searching for that, or what would you say your team's identity is right now?
I still think we're still trying to find that. We can play different types of games, but as a group, I think the one thing that we're trying to establish is we want to be a fast team. We want to be able to elevate the pace of the play, push teams back on their heels in that, and it should be a good test for us tonight playing Kamloops.
I was definitely looking forward to seeing one of your young players in Nolan Ritchie, a really good young guy coming up through the ranks here, but I know he broke his leg, and that's a tough break. He's probably a guy you miss even at that age.
Well, you know, he was really a key player on the second power play unit for us, and at his age, he's a very intelligent player. He's got lots of poise with the puck, and it's an unfortunate injury. You know, he was going in, and he was trying to cut off on a forecheck and lost his edge, slid into the boards, and unfortunate for him. But you know, like we always talk about, injuries provide opportunities, and now it's somebody else has to step in.
Your roster as well, you've had a couple of big performances from Cole Reinhardt. I know he's been a player of the week twice here. He's a guy that can really shoot the puck and score goals.
Well, he's got speed, and that is something that he's playing this game at a man's level right now, and the big thing with him is his ability to pull away from defenders, challenged them early to get to the front of the net, drive to the front instead of always going in behind the net. And he's playing inside. He's playing a real good competitive game inside the dots. And his speed, his frame has allowed him an opportunity to have some success.
Okay, Dave, hey, great to catch up with you. Yesterday, good long chat. I know your son Adam was in Swift Current with myself there when I was there as a broadcaster. Great to see him down the road in Winnipeg having that success and doing what he's doing. It was great to see him come through. And Dave, always great to catch up with you. Thanks for being our guest.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Sean.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say thanks to our guests and enjoy the holiday season. WHL is back for the second half. Everyone have a safe and a happy new year. I'm John Key. And thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.